One big reason is that voters passed a law called Proposition 13, which limited how much money homeowners and businesses had to pay in property taxes. This reduced tax money for funding schools. Voters then became worried that schools were getting too little money and passed another law, Proposition 98, which makes sure schools receive a minimum amount of funding each year. This amount is tied to how well California businesses are doing. When the economy does well, school funding goes up. So here's another look at how your schools are funded. California residents and businesses pay taxes. That money goes to the state and local governments. Your school gets money based on the number of students and school attendance. Then the money is spent in two ways: general revenue funds, which pays for the basics, and categorical funds, which are spent on specific things decided by the government. Voters passed two laws that impact school funding. Proposition 13 limits the amount of funding that can come from property taxes. Proposition 98 guarantees that each school is funded to a certain level. So you can see how schools get money to run, why there is often not enough money for local needs, and how citizens can impact how schools are funded. Well-funded schools mean a better education and a stronger community. What are the biggest problems in your school? Too little money or something else? Get involved. By understanding how school funding works, you can help California schools become as good as they can be for all students.